If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Welcome to the Leeds United We Stand podcast. It's Crystal Palace away. There are considerably more arses than chairs on this coach. I've been stood up for an hour, but we're on the way down. We're going to have a chat before the game as per normal, and then we'll do the bus, the coach park walk after the game, and see what the opinions are of the game. I had a bit of a question though, lads. I was thinking the other night, you might have heard on the Borough podcast how, if you remember, I asked the sellers, what don't we want tonight before the game? And every one of them, to a man, said extra time and penalties. I think Dubs even said he was going to go home and beat his missus up if he went to extra time and penalties. But it got me thinking, because obviously it did go to extra time and penalties, and it was fucking awful to watch. There's got to be a better way of settling games of football than extra time and penalties. So it made me think we should ask the question on the bus. So I'm going to ask before we get onto the Palace stuff. And obviously the other night, you know, was grim and stuff, but there's got to be a better way of settling the game than extra time penalty. So what do you reckon?
I think a game of British Bulldog. So what we should have done at full time, empty K-Sander Borough fans, empty the Stretford end, get the players to sit on the side and just have one big game of Bulldog, and whichever fans left, that it goes through. If you think about it, what, when you're at school, you played football, rally vault and Bulldog. So, for me, it's the fairest.
Rallybo was a Moston game, that, wasn't it?
We played. Yeah, Charlestown was my primary school in Blakely. That's every lunch we played that Rallybo.
A lot of kids from that school went on to kill, didn't they?
Yeah.
What about you, Ned? Have you sorted yourself out after last Friday night? By the way,
mate.
Is it true you? Well, I don't want to blow your cover or anything, but to cut long story short, didn't you shit yourself at the...
Oh, no, it wasn't that bad, but I had similar problems to yourself, should we say.
We went to the Oktoberfest in Manchester and Neil had an accident, is that right?
No, Clarkie exaggerated that, but I had a difficult time for the next day and a half, I can tell you that.
He blew his own cover.
He was.
how would you settle a game?
Drinking challenge, I think. Man versus drink. That rum that you bring onto the coach but not drink on it, obviously Steve being a non-drinking coach, but sit both teams either side, 10 shots each lined in front of them, and last man standing.
I think get the two captains together, play you can hit yourself in the face the hardest. I think it'd work a treat.
I don't mind penalties, but I'm sure
it'd be an awkward bastard shocker.
Extra time.
But when it's a League Cup and extra time, you get home at 12:15 rather than...
So it's got to finish quicker, hasn't it?
Half 10, yeah. I mean, it's interesting what Neil says about Bulldogs, sorry. Because at least you're measuring strength. Yeah, sorry. At least you're measuring speed and agility rather than mental health, which is basically what penalties is.
It's like
just a mind game, isn't it? Anybody can. I could score past our goalkeeper. He's that shit.
He's got massive gloves, though, isn't he? Yeah, he is. He is not very good. You don't let English people take penalties. It's simple. Like, Drew. Hey, mate. I'm going to ask Drew. Oh, by the way, listen. Hang on. Let me read. Drew, you did.
You've got quite an hour to think about.
Yeah, I know. But
give up on that now.
Yeah, I'll give up on it. I've got a question for you.
All right.
You know the penalty question, but you've just reminded me. You didn't deal with the other night very well, did you?
No. No, that's the world I live with.
Let me Drew said on Twitter the other night after the game, this is what he posted after the game: I can't take that Dutch cunt anymore, which is obviously a bit naughty. At the next home game, Fred the Red's getting swatted. And then I'm going to head off into the sunset. Are you alright, mate? I'm worried about you.
Oh, that's my retirement plan. I'm going to batter Fred the Red on my retirement day and then just fuck off into the sunset.
Do you remember when Pete and Dean ran on the pitch at Chelsea and beat the mascot? Before the game, they ran on the pitch and kicked fuck out of that lion thing. Can you think of a better way of settling a game than penalties and extra time?
Yeah. Everybody line up on the halfway line facing each other and just kick each other in the bollocks until the last man standing, and that's it, winners.
Reminds me of
it. Or you could do that at the start of a League Cup game and just fuck the football off.
Reminds me of the keep the goose egg joke of Bernard Manning, that one. I'd take it down to five a side. Give every player on the pitch a really strong ecstasy tablet and then let them run around like lunatics.
That maybe Athletic game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
happened. Yeah, I'd act it for you. Jay, can you think of a better way of settling the game than penalties and extra time?
Settling the game in penalties, flick a coin, it's easier. We get home earlier.
About you, Martin?
Scrap on the forecourt.
Yeah. So there you go. Everybody's got their own version of that, yeah. Usually involving, a lot of them involving violence and drugs. Right, gents, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, right.
It was a kick in the balls the other night.
Why you didn't say replay, actually?
You should take a player. Well, replay. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, good away on the night. Yeah. That's a good point, actually. Then do all of that. Yeah, I am, yeah. That's what happens when you stand up for half an hour, you lose all your bus.
I think they should take a player off at full time, mate. Take a player off at full time, so it's 10 against 10, and then if there's no score in the first period, take another player off at the first half of extra time.
That'd be Rooney gone.
Serious stuff. I've just said something similar, but I think what you should do is give every time you take a player off, you give everyone else on the pitch some drugs.
Why don't you play 60 seconds and then?
Yeah, Wembley pairs. Yeah. Right, anyway, Crystal Palace. There's no way this is getting online, is it? Crystal Palace, gents. Important United bounce back, innit?
Yeah, and I think we will. I think he'll rest a few players today, though. Got a feeling Fellaini's going to come in, which is a good thing for me.
Played well the other night.
Yeah, he should have got more time against City and Middlesbrough, I thought. Oh no, we got 120 minutes against Middlesbrough.
How long did you want?
Oh well, sorry. No, he won't play today then. I forgot about that. I forgot he was on the pitch. But I think we'll win 1-0, me.
Yeah, it's a massive game tonight. Wednesday frustrated me. Sunday I wasn't too bad after the derby. I thought we did all right. We're the only one that looked like we were going to win it. Wednesday was disappointing. But I think Palace have been a bit shit this year on the quiet. No one's really noticed. But
Dub said exactly that on the podcast, and that under the radar, they're the worst team in the country.
Yeah, they can't score, so yeah, 0-0's not a bad shout, but I don't know, I think it'll be close, but I think we might just edge it today.
I've got us down for a 2-0 win today.
So on the podcast after the game, when it'll be 3-3, you'll be claiming that you got it right, won't
you? Without doubt, every time. But I wasn't happy the other night. It was dreadful the other night. But my biggest problem with us at the moment, we look like a team that's waiting for a goal to come along rather than going looking for it. And it's painful. There was about 3 exciting minutes at the end of the game the other night. And I know Rooney's been much discussed on it, but he needs to be put out of the team. I think we're missing Luke Shaw badly. I think you touched on it, Steve, in your article about Eindhoven, but we are missing him badly. No one overlapping, but we're still good enough to beat these today.
You were the only person who had a worse time than Luke Shaw in Eindhoven, weren't you?
Yeah, that's the room.
I think it'll be a draw. I think they're due result, which always worries me. That combined with him a negative bastard, so point each.
The thing is what your views with regards to like Van Gaal and his situation, because I stood by Moyes longer than most, but I'm finding myself with Van Gaal running out of patience quicker than most. What's your thoughts with where he's at?
I think Van Gaal has done a lot of good in terms of the majority of people he's brought in. I think who he's got rid of, I think I agree with pretty much everyone. I think he's done a good job there. The thing with football is, I think you get time. If you play well, play good football, but you're not getting results, I think you'll get time. I think if you're playing shit football and you don't get results, then I think you'll struggle. So if, I think when the two happens, when you're not playing good football and you're not getting results, I think that's where the pressure will come. And that's for me, it's just too slow, too one pace. And I don't think we're too far away, but we've got to improve the tempo and the pace of the football, particularly against lower place teams.
I don't think things are as bad as people think they are, and I don't think they're as good as others say they are as well. Either
is that your way of falling out with everybody?
Yeah. if he left today, he'd leave us in better shape, wouldn't he? Because we've got rid of so much shit, haven't we? You know, out of our squad. Like, we have got a small squad, but I think he wants to add the right players rather than just rushing by someone like Pedro, for instance, who was just available. You don't just buy players because they're available.
When yesterday, I made the mistake of eating it in the car, and I nearly mounted the curb when I read something that said we're in the Champions League and we got to the last 16 of the League Cup. And that's progress from last year. And I nearly smashed my car up, almost deliberately.
You have to understand the turnover of players we've had in the last 12 months. It's bound to be, you know, we're not gelling quite as much as we should be. But
the thing is, though,
City came for a draw, didn't they, against us? And that's flattering in itself because. Yeah.
But for me, we're the home team. It's our duty to go for it.
90% of teams have come to Old Trafford since 1992 for a draw. So I don't think that's any different. It was only in the Moyes season and throughout the Van Gaal's first season, teams have started coming to Old Trafford thinking we can actually win it.
I think Van Gaal is the opposite of Mourinho. Mourinho comes in and he'll get you short-term success, but then it'll go wrong and he'll generally leave the club in a mess. I think it might be the opposite, where I'm not convinced we'll win a league title under Van Gaal, but I think he's doing a lot of good groundwork for the future, and I think the next manager of Man United is going to be coming into a lot better shaped club than the one Van Gaal walked into.
If he came in now, he'd just have to add a couple of defenders and a couple of forwards and we'd be a very good team.
Every time we buy someone, we go, that's a good signing now, but then you look and you think we need to buy someone else, and it's almost like we've got a leak somewhere.
Yeah, but think of how many players he's got rid of in the last year. Like, isn't there only two players left or something from when Ferguson was here? Is it two players?
Rooney and Carrick.
De Gea as well, but Small and Joe.
It showed.
Yeah, Small. Yeah.
All right, five.
Get benchmark now as well.
No, but, you know, I saw the team photo of Moyes' first season and the faces crossed out, and it's like we've got rid of a lot of players and it's bound to affect the side, isn't it?
I do think as well, see, there's just like elements, it's just different times. Like, I think everything that's happened since Fergie's gone has shown just how good he was, and I think we can't expect, you know, we can't expect to keep winning leagues the way we were. It showed what a genius he was. I think Van Gaal's pulling it round, but there is still days where you turn up and you're like, all we did was pass sideways and back, but I do think he's done a lot of good, definitely.
I expect more, to be honest. I think he gets an easy ride because he's good entertainment for the press. He gives them good sound bites. I think they got off his back.
I've got no problem with getting beat. I generally haven't. I started watching United, grew up on getting beat and watching Liverpool, whatever. So I'm all right with that. I just find the style of football, it crushes my soul. It's just inept to watch.
That's the big thing he's fighting against.
I'd have Ancelotti tomorrow. Be honest.
I do think as well, Steve, that the other day that's what it felt like. We go out, same against Arsenal. We went 3-0 down, but we did against Chelsea a few years ago. Then we went hunting them down, got it to 3-0. Not a chance was that going to happen against Arsenal.
The thing is, though, I remember being at White Hart Lane 3-down at half time and still thought we could win this.
Yeah.
I genuinely sat there thinking we went and we did.
Yeah.
As soon as we went 1-down against Arsenal, I went, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's where United are at the minute.
See how we start.
I can't remember too many games where we've come from behind to win a game of football.
No. And it's how we start. We start every game slow. And we either let, if it's a team that's coming for a draw, we let them settle in. Or if a team like Arsenal go at us, we get caught cold. He's got to, it's like he sets a team out to feel our way into the game. But I think he's got to be more proactive from the whistle and go early on.
At half time against Middlesbrough, I couldn't see where a goal was coming from. And that that's ludicrous yeah. against Middlesbrough yeah. at home.
It's how teams play again. I mean, you look at, what was it, 2 weeks ago when we took apart a good Everton side on the road. But that's because Everton come out, attacked us, played a high line, yeah. so it suited us. But when teams sit back, we just struggle.
We can't even score penalties.
Well, that's it.
You know what, I even before the other night, I don't get excited about it, but I'd rather have a fucking throw-in in our own half than a fucking penalty.
It still baffles me how we won in Moscow on it, because they just never fancy us.
Sellers Park, it's not the nicest place in the world, is it? It's a great journey because it takes ages, so we like it from a bus point of view, but as a ground it's pretty grim. Past memories?
Do you know what, because I wasn't at the...
There's a very obvious one.
Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't at that night. Again, I couldn't go that week, but I do have fond memories of the first time we went back when the lads at Crystal Palace had amazingly actually banned Cantona and that from United fans. And I remember seeing walking down the street about 100 lads dressed in him. But to be honest, pretty much every coach journey here, Steve, we've done has been great memories.
That was the one. I was going to say that with the cap, but I must admit, last year, seeing Mez on the pitch, and then when we got back to the bus, him saying that Herrera said to him, quick, get off the pitch, the police are coming, get off the pitch.
Herrera said to him, get off the pitch, quick, the police are coming. And have you been in before?
No.
No, all right.
This and White Hart Lane.
All right, so you're taking this one off.
Virtually winning the league here that year in 93, that was ace.
But do you remember virtually losing it here in 92?
Yeah, that was quite depressing.
We
as
get beat
well.
4-0 here? Remember Gary Walsh having a shocker?
That might have been year four. We got a good tonk in here one year.
Yeah, we've had a few ideas. Palace, apart from the Cantona incident, has pretty. I have more memories from when we played Wimbledon there. Yeah. We used to get like 25. We had the whole ground. Yeah, 20 odd thousand tickets. But the I always think when I think about Palace, I always think of the FA Cup in 1990 and. Because they had that decent side, didn't they? They had Nigel Martin in net, Alan Pardew defence, Ian Wright up front, Mark Wright, you know what I mean? I was thinking of that, and we were like, I think it was five, six minutes from full time, 3-2 down before we and Mark Hughes scored, didn't he? So,
yeah.
And then in the replay, they turned up, they had that yellow and black, they looked like wasps. They turned up in that yellow and black kit and tried to kick us off the pitch, but yeah, that's what I associate with Palace. Anyway, from a setup and a formation point of view, I think Ander Herrera, and I've said this on the podcast so many times, is the person United have got to build that side around.
Yeah, I think I said to my friend the other week about everything goes quicker when he's on the pitch. So I think today will be the day that Rooney's rested me. I think he'll be on the Suns bench today. I think you'll see Martial up front. I think Ashley Young will come in as well. So I think
I agree. I think especially when you put Mata and Herrera together. But I think Mata, we basically don't have a right winger, because although Mata starts there, he basically plays as a number 10 sort of thing inside. So I'd like to see more pace on the wing, sort of Young and Lingard on the wings, Mata behind Martial, and have Herrera and Schneiderlin a bit deeper. And I think we'd be solid, but I think we'd be so much quicker, which is our biggest problem in the final third. We're just too pedestrian. I think if we had that formation, that team, I think we'd be so much quicker.
I'm going to butt in here, because I mean, that was all good stuff, but it was a bit boring really. I'm just going to ask, Blackie's just come back to get money off everyone. I've got two questions. I'm going to give you a bit of time and think about the first one, which is, can you think of a better way of settling a game than extra time and penalties? But the first one is, we're trying to think of any really old memories from playing Palace at Sellers Park, and you must be going back to what, the 1950s when you first started coming here. Can you think of any
apart from the obvious?
I remember selling the mag outside when I think Schmeichel scored an equaliser, and it was disallowed.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. We've gone outside to sell.
If I remember rightly, we thought it had stood.
Yeah. But Palace, yeah, it's always been the worst ground to get to. I also got a memory of going down. I'm sure we were going down there one night midweek, and it was the night O.J. Simpson was rightly found not guilty.
How many podcasts have you done?
When O.J. Simpson was rightly found not guilty.
He brought this up to Southampton. Let's let him say it. Go on. We'll pretend for his sake it was Palace.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
And then, and this copper on the bike was talking to at the time when it came over on the news, and he just had this racist rant
about
on,
how
on his bike.
Hey?
It does stick in my mind. What was your thing? Better way of settling it.
Yeah.
Settle it outside.
Everyone said that.
Let's just settle it on the floor. Come up.
We've asked about 12 people, and 10 of them involve fighting and drugs.
It's just a waste of time, isn't it? I mean, your penalties are okay. You can't do it.
Did you stay?
Yeah, I stayed until the end.
I left.
I selectively clapped some of them off. I'd never been, but I certainly didn't clap Fellaini off after that header. I definitely clapped.
Which one? He had about 9 headers over
the bar. The one right at the end that he had to win it, which was just a woeful header. I did clap Daley Blint off for trying to score an own goal to settle it earlier.
That goal was incredible, wasn't it?
For walloping that out.
It's sad that it's probably the best finish I've seen at Old Trafford for 2 seasons.
We genuinely thought in the game that he'd seen the flag and he was taking the piss out of her and he just put it in the net. It's only when I seen it the next day when he put his head in his hands, we realised that he genuinely thought he'd scored an own goal.
Yeah, quick one, Blackett. Do you think United will bounce back today?
Yeah, I think we'll get. I think we'll be right up there with our 60% possession. I think by the 76th minute we'll start to pass the ball forward, have our first shot, and I think we'll get two goals from it and win 2-1.
Get scared when it comes to United, right? That comment from Blackie, I think, is really important because he's the most optimistic person I've ever known. Right, when it comes to United, right? He was still convinced last season that we were going to win the title in June. So, you know, for him to be a bit down on it anyway. Right, so quick prediction. Score
2-1, we'll win.
2-0 to us.
Yeah, I've gone 2-1 United in the predict, so I'll stick with that.
1-0 Fellaini, late winner.
1-1.
Very quick prediction.
So what's that?
Score.
Today? 0-0.
You're going 2-0? Yeah.
What other game were we
going to say? I know, sorry.
Oh no, we're thinking, can you go ahead Tuesday and then West Brom on
the League Cup?
I'm just going to go 0-0 the rest of the season.
I think 0-0. 0-0. 0-0 is becoming the gigs till the end of the season. I've got 2-1 in the predictor league because you've got to put United winning it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I do think it'll be 0-0.
So. Don't go changing your gas after though today.
No, that's not on. Cheers for the chat, lads. We'll catch up after the game. We'll have a wander around the coach park and see what kind of mood everybody's in. Cheers. We're leaving the ground now. It's Crystal Palace 0, Manchester United 0. I am pretty sure that I said 0-0 before the game. So I reckon on the plus side, it's the first prediction I've got right this season. In horse racing terms, United 0-0 today was the nap of the day. It's the first time, I think, that the whole away end has started to show disdain for the performances by United. The United end were giving the usual attack, attack, attack. After that, they started singing, "We're Man United, we want to attack," and that was pretty deafening. And on the way out, even after the players have left the pitch, United fans are singing, "We're Man United, we want to attack." So it's probably the first game where I've seen genuine unrest in the United end at an away game for the style of football. It's the third. Is that the third 0-0 on the trot?
Third. 3.5 in the extra time.
Dearly me. So anyway, it wasn't great. 24,000 people watched it. We're on the way out of the stadium now. And as always, we're going to try and grab as many United fans as we can to see what they've got to say. I think you can probably work it out now. You might want to settle down with a glass of wine and have a bit of a sweepstake on the number of swear words that you're about to hear in the next 10 minutes. So let's see if we can find it as we leave the stadium. United We Stand podcast thoughts?
I just thought it's dull, to be honest. Business as usual. There's a team lost the last 4 games and we've played out at 0-0. That sums it up. It's not good.
I'm going to go and see my mate here. United We Stand podcast, how are you?
I'm fine. Disappointed we didn't even get a shot on goal.
I can't remember a shot.
No, nor me.
But having said that, I can't remember anything.
Well, let's see how we get on next week. But
Wayne Rooney's been shit for 2 years. It's not form anymore. The guy's gone. He's like the new Fernando Torres, the new fucking Shevchenko. He's fucking wank. Got to be dropped.
United need to attack. Learn how to attack again. Attack, attack, attack.
Neil,
how are you, mate?
Here, I mate.
We're getting used to these nil nils, aren't we?
Could it get any worse?
Hang on, there's our coach. We've not even had to hunt our coach now.
Can it get any worse? Can it get any worse?
Well, we're getting used to nil nils, aren't we?
Like to see a shot on goal, be nice.
That was another song, wasn't it? All we are saying is give us a shot. That was another song that was sung in the game.
The natives are restless, mate.
Yeah, well, I think United thinking, let me just have a chat with Fergus. Fergus, podcast United, we stand thoughts, mate.
Shit.
Cheers, mate. Have a safe trip back. There you go, that sums it all up, I thought, quite nicely. Right, we're outside our coach here. Let's have a... Can I just have a quick chat with a Crystal Palace fan about the game?
Sorry, mate, I'm trying to get back to get a train.
Yeah, have a good trip home, mate. I thought you'd been quite happy with a nil-nil. Here's Anchori.
You all right?
Yeah, thoughts, mate?
Just a bit shit, innit?
A bit? I said nil-nil before the game.
He's relying too much on his forwards, isn't he, to pull us out of shit? The midfields don't run past the forwards.
From the back to the last third, we were all right, but we just haven't got a clue anymore.
Yeah, but he's happy, isn't he? He's happy with the back, the midfield and defenders paying it safe.
Dan Fran, how are you?
He's absolutely bang on what you just said. Back four, not wrong. Defensive two, played really well. Front three, not non-existent. It is, mate. That is for me. I've defended him. That's the final straw for me today. That's just not good enough.
Well,
for that.
It sounded like the final straw for a lot of people because that's not the final straw.
No, but
that's the first time the whole away.
The reason why you know you're praising the back eight is because they don't have to do anything adventurous, do they? They just have to turn around and pass the ball back. Very easy, isn't it?
I've just tried to pull a Palace fan for a chat, and he said, "Sorry, I can't stop. I've got a train to catch."
Steve, I've not seen players like that since Moyes. He was all screaming 4-4-2, attack, 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 and players were turning around. He was walking off the pitch, applauding. The players want to attack. The players want to. It's the way we're playing. It's just not fucking right. It's not good enough.
Don't disagree with that. Let's see what we got here, Donny.
Absolute shite, mate. Absolute fucking shite.
Yeah, start at the end, he starts with
the game. He wants to go 0-0. That's it. That is his philosophy. 0-0.
Let me try and grab a Palace fan. Every Palace fan I've grabbed has been really rude to me. No, I'm not grabbing him. No, he's bigger than me.
This lad here.
No, I'm not
Van
grabbing
Gaal
him.
Wants, he's, Van Gaal wants his possession. That's all he wants is possession. I'm going to do nothing with possession. Yeah, but that's all he wants, possession.
I just want him to have possession with the intent to supply. That's what I want to drop. Dan?
Van Gaal, your football's shite, mate.
He's not...
Stay, I think
he's not on the other end of
no,
the
No, I know, but if he listens to it, your football's
Van Gaal.
Shite.
Van Gaal. Cunt. That's all I've got to say.
Bit harsh.
Do you know what happened today? Looked like so exactly how he wanted it to go, which was keep possession, don't let much happen. But do you know what? I can't remember a single thing that happened today. All I want, bit of excitement.
You have had a lot to drink on the way down, though, to be fair.
But I can see, I know.
I don't think you'll be able to remember a single thing on the way out, sorry. Go on, mate.
Do you know what? It's just dreadful. It's painful to watch.
But some of us have been saying this for quite a while, and now people seem to be cutting in onto it.
I think it's getting worse, mate, to be honest. But we never tried winning a match. Man United have come here and away again. We never tried winning a match, and no matter what, that is unacceptable. It's now three in a week.
Steve, Van Gaal's tactics are to stay at 0-0. Yeah. And then when we go one nil behind, he panics, and then we start playing football. And then when we get back to 1-1, we go back to playing as though we don't want to concede again. It's ridiculous.
3-0-0s on the trot. I reckon he's going to have a massive hard on.
Do you know what? There's been too many sideshows. I think obviously Rooney been the obvious. So many believe he shouldn't be in the team. Matter out why.
Did you hear what we said on the podcast the other night? I can't remember. I was quoting somebody who'd spoke to me on the way out, and they basically said, while Rooney's getting all this grief, Van Gaal's getting away with it.
No, I believe you, and I'm as guilty as anyone because I've said for a long time I don't think Rooney should play, but I think it's becoming a sideshow because Wayne Rooney isn't. I don't think we should concentrate on whether Marshall should play inside, whether Matt should play inside, whatever. The fact is that them tactics were never. We never tried to win a match. We never took any risk to try and win a match. And that for Man United is just unacceptable.
Do you know what, Steve? I go back to what I said before. It feels like we wait for a goal to come along rather than go and find it. And if the 90 minutes passes and there's not a single chance,
no point in that game. Thought we were going to score.
Yeah, I totally.
Do you know what? Do you know what the odd thing is? Remember when City beat us 6-1. I walked out of the ground more optimistic than I did today, because that day it was freakish, because we were 3-0 down and then we scored, and in the most unlikely position we tried to win a match and it went terribly wrong and we got beat 6-1. But that was the sort of football as well that beat them 4-3 in the last minute and got us so many winning football.
I have a lot of time for your opinions, but I'm not having it that was worse than the fucking 6-1 fuck right off. Hang on. I'm gonna go and have a chat with Woody. Blackie's stood behind me. He wants to shout at people. Go on, Woody.
For me, it's the second team in 2 weeks that have been there for the taking, but at no point in that 90 minutes did I think we were going to score.
I've just said that to somewhere further down the street there. I've just said I couldn't see you scoring at any point.
When you get to the halfway line, it seems to run out of ideas. I mean, you can blame the forwards all you want, but there's nothing there going through to them. Nothing to chase. Nothing. It just doesn't encourage anything, and that's the first time in a long time as the tide started to turn against this negative football.
Blackie.
Well, we've only not scored for 5 hours now, isn't it? Something like that. Yeah. So if you look at it that way, everybody goes through a day a week in work where they don't do anything at all. So this is just our day of the week that we aren't doing anything at all.
We're not on
5 hours. I mean, how often do you go into work at 5 hours? I think we just had a long day off. I'm not trying.
If it was David Moyes, you'd be laying into.
Yeah, but if it's David Moyes, we'd be conceding.
I think you're going to get called in the office on Monday.
I think what we haven't got is a player that goes box to box. So all our pretty football and holding a ball happens in our half and around the centre circle.
The box to box players become Schweinsteiger. But the thing about Schweinsteiger, I think he's utterly clueless when it comes to the last third of the football pitch.
Do you know what? I don't think it's the lack of players is a problem. I think the attitude's exactly what's wrong with everything.
Is it?
We're not trying to win a game.
Barney, how are you? Did you sell many mags?
No. Would you buy one after that shite? Depressed. That's the first signs of dissent, really, which is a soft dissent, saying we just want to attack and that's all we want to do. Well, how many times are we going to be in this position?
That was an attack on Van Gaal at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But he's got to realise all this rubbish about him being attacking manager. We all can see what he wants to do: control the ball, kill the other team off. But they don't die. They don't lay down and say, right, you've got to do something with the ball, and we just do not do enough.
We don't carry it. We don't play outside the area. We play in our own half. We play around the centre circle.
They're scared.
We need to carry the ball to the edge of their area, then do that, then look for the ball in. But we don't.
You get the sense, like, looking at the players, that if they go back in the dressing room and they've given the ball away, or like, they're going to get bollocked.
They get told off. They're not enjoying. They're not enjoying their football.
Nobody,
you can tell that.
Nobody passes on the move.
No.
They stop. When they get the ball, they stop dead. Then make a pass. Then somebody runs off the ball into space. They get the ball to feet. Then they stop and make a pass to someone else who's running into space. Instead of getting the ball and carrying it, which is Herrera's strength, carrying that ball and running with it, nobody runs with the ball unless it goes out wide to a winger. And the wingers are Anthony Martial, who is the centre forward, we're guessing, Memphis Depay, who sat on the bench, the lad that Lindegaard, who went out to Birmingham, scored 4 times, got injured, and will never make a football at Manchester United as long as Januzaj's there, because he won't make it either. Because we keep playing players like Pereira who are not going to make it. They're not good enough.
Predictable as well. The saddest thing is, I sold today, you lucky bastards had the day off. They see faces going in, and we're here to have fun. We'll go whatever happens, but it's not often you see a United end where people are going in a bit
miserable,
and that was today, and that people who travel thousands and thousands of miles, so it's not their support is never in question. I had no enthusiasm for this.
3-0 on the trot.
I think we had it recently, probably under Van Gaal. We're just trying to raise last season from memory.
I don't ever remember it. I'd be amazed if it's happened in the last 30 years.
I think we nearly came to four.
I'll tell you a story. Trying to cheer you up on the way home, mate. I remember, and I've got a vivid memory, years and years, I've been going back early 80s here, We were on the way down on a coach and the game got called off quite late, about 7:15. So I've got West Brom or Forest in my head.
Forest.
Yeah, it was Forest.
Yeah.
And then I remember coming home and we'd not scored for four games and the pools panel gave us a score draw and we're all partying, we're all bouncing to foot.
But that's the thing, we're not, people who, if they weren't United fans who go, they'd listen to this and think we're moaning bus, but we're not. You're just a football fan who wants to see your team play well. The result is secondary almost for a lot of
Reds. I think United fans are the last to moan.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you know, you look at the World of Clubs, I think United fans will art through thick and thin and no matter
what. Rooney's getting, I mean, if this were another club, he'd be booed with his touch. So he's almost getting away with putting in a... I mean, there's a player who's played with his heart for all those years who looks heartless out there. He just looks lost. Bereft. Yeah. But they all do. They're not enjoying it. We're not enjoying it. They're not enjoying
it. Attacking with
but it's not going to change.
I'm going to bring something into the chat here.
I'm going to get pissed, so that's key.
I thought you might, Are you playing dad tonight or not?
No, she's... So this is my... I'll wake up tomorrow and think we won.
I am... You look at United's really successful sides, and you can say that... You know, Brian Kidd made a contribution early doors, Ferguson. Steve McLaren certainly did. Carlos Curtis absolutely did. You kind of get the vibe that what's Giggs doing?
Well, the good point in the mag by Red News, by United We Stand, is the lad said, if any role, Giggs, Van Gaal is saying every time he's pissed up, you're the next manager. So if I was doing that to you, vice versa, you're not going to slag me off. You're going to think, I'm playing the game here. If he gets the sack, I've got the job. Yeah. If he stays, it's only 3 years. So, but Giggs should go away, earn his stripes, and think, because you take the earliest option isn't necessarily the best option. And I don't know how it's going to pan out. I really don't. No one knows anymore. No, we go to United not knowing the results.
I disagree, Barney. I'd go Giggsy. I'd put Giggsy in charge. Do you remember when he took over for four games?
Yeah.
And he said he wants youth and. Attacking football and all that.
But then Van Gaal says the right things at press conferences.
Of course,
and I think I'm excited.
I said this about Van Gaal. I love Monday to Friday. He seems like the ideal manager. And then we get to start. We're playing with fear. No Manchester United team should not play with fear.
Put him on your coach.
And we're attacking. We're attacking instead of trying to score.
He looks like he spent the whole fucking week on our coach.
Do you know what? Do you know what? There's people that have said to me, though, that, like, oh, United fans, they expect the world, like, you're pissed off because you're not winning anymore. That really isn't the case. I'm not bothered if we don't win anything for them.
Absolutely. It's completely opposite.
If we go the next 3 years,
I think
I want to see is attack, go on these trips, attack, have a good go, and if we win or we lose,
everyone
absolutely.
You spoke to a lot of people.
Well, if we're terrible, we get more tickets. That's
been mentioned before, actually.
Everyone you spoke to today, I bet not one person has complained about not winning the game today.
It's about
the football
we
played.
When was the last time you heard all we're saying is give us a go? A 1970s and 80s chant coming out of Resurrection.
I
heard it
on the scoreboard. Sit down, oh,
nothing's ever perfect. Everyone says that. Oh, you know, it should be this, should be that.
We scored one out of five from 12 yards, didn't we?
No.
Don't get me started.
No one's saying we should win, but people just won.
Did you get any grief tonight, or was it all right?
It's just, I expect. I've got more abuse in, actually, selling, but you think. Yeah, just a few twats, doesn't matter. No, this is where I need you. Yeah.
And Mitten did ask, I refuse point blank.
Yeah. All right, lads. Have a safe journey back,
mate. Yeah.
All right. Find some positives for us.
We will.
See you later.
Well, we're gonna have a lot of fun on the way. We'll get home about midnight. Yeah.
Do you know what? To finish it though, it's not about winning or losing. It's be carried out in your shield. If we're gonna get beat, you know, of course we'd like to win every game 5-0, but that's not what United are about. I'd like a night with Holly for Lance. It doesn't matter. It's unlikely to happen.
Serious issue with her, you have.
the restraining order.
I was going to say, that must be up soon. Right, get on the bus, go on. Got Blackie, right. Come here. Blackie, close it. Jill, good to see you.
See you later.
Blackie.
Oh, again?
Yeah, I'm going to have another. I'm going to try and get, but I'm going to get another one as well. Oh, yeah. Blackie.
Later.
Say something. Find something positive for the listeners of this podcast to say.
We're very strong defensively these days. We don't concede many goals, do we?
We're not going to let goals in the season.
We look like we could defend against most teams. Smalling has been absolutely outstanding. It's time to think about the captaincy. You've got to wonder why Rooney was timed to be given his testimonial just right now. I wonder if we're just seeing the end of Rooney in terms of that'll be his swan song and he'll go after his testimonial. To be timed in August, It just seems very strange timing now when the pressure was on to give him a testimonial. I just wonder if it's just going to be all change again. He had a 3-year plan, hasn't he, Van Gaal? And he's 2 years in it, and he keeps telling us to be patient. And in the third year, you'll see it all come to fruition.
I get the sense that he's 2 years in time, but he's about 6 weeks in terms of progress.
I think he's got his fixed first team, and I think the loss of Shaw has completely thrown the entire left-hand side.
I think we've looked shot since he got injured.
Because he needs fullback so he can cross the ball, because without them, we don't get the ball into the box, because the rest of the players are knocking it around sideways. And he's lost Depay, or the confidence that Depay's no longer got. Again, he's short of that pace. He looks for really fast, quick players. He hasn't got any to play, has he, at the moment? Which is why he's putting young lads in there.
The funniest thing is there'll be like radio phone-ins up and down the country now going on about how dreadful this journey home is going to be for United fans, and they don't kind of...
Oh, we've forgotten about it already.
Well, exactly, yeah. They don't appreciate that we're about to have a lot of fun. Anyway, right, we're getting on board. Right, that's the end of it. You can probably detect that United fans aren't happy in any way, shape or form, but that's the way it is. 3-0-0s on the trot. United's all about attack, attack, attack. The reality is not good enough. So anyway, that's it. We're going to head off home now. I'm going to have a lot of fun, as you might expect. We'll be back after, what's the next game? I think it's CSKA. We'll do a podcast from there, but thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you then.